This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to Friday. It's Friday, July 2nd, 2021. If you're listening live, we have a whole first half hour of open lines. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. I should know that by heart, and I do because I wasn't looking at it. It's 888-627-6008. And every show, it is an embarrassment of riches and all the enormous things that are going on. Much of it, not exactly the best news in the world, but you can't deal with or change the reality unless you tell the truth about the reality. And the reality is that we have a whole lot of extreme authoritarians in charge of our government who are continually trying to clamp down with a jackboot on our necks more and more. I have some interesting analogies to that, which I'm going to share with you, and I look forward to your opinion here on Spouting Off Friday at BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. And first off, I would be remiss as a talk show host who talks about liberty, liberty, liberty all the time, because that's what's behind a lot of not only my passion for exercising my First Amendment rights and encouraging you to exercise yours, even if you vociferously disagree with me, but it's the 4th of July weekend. It is Independence Day weekend, and I'm looking out my window at not only a United States flag on a pole that is designed to withstand, I think, my dear husband said, 90-mile-an-hour winds, but we just got our Texas flag up right below it, and it is directly outside my window. And while I have the lit up on air neon sign to my right on the wall, I have a United States flag and a Texas flag, the Lone Star State, right below it. My dear husband loves this country, and as do I. And he made it his business to make sure that we had a proud, strong, heavy poled United States flag and a Texas flag at our new home. In time for Independence Day. If you've heard me wax philosophic about this next story, then I encourage you to bear with me, because every Independence Day I am reminded how, number one, there's a kind of a disconnect. It's somewhat depressing and somewhat encouraging that with every Independence Day, we are reminded of just how many liberties we are losing in this country if we go the same direction we're going. And yet those that, ironically, those that know that and are wistful and sad and scared because we're losing those liberties are in much better position than those who don't know at all. When people want to grab hold of your individual liberty and power, they try to do it when you're not looking. They try to do it when they think that you're too busy watching America's Funniest Home Videos or American Idol, and that you are idle about your liberty. But on Independence Day, not only are more Americans than ever before, I believe, I hope, I pray, how about that for hopefulness, that people recognize that our liberties and our Bill of Rights are under grave attack in this country. The point I was about to make, and I lost it there for a moment. I'm losing it. That's what I'm doing. No, the point I was about to make is that the left that truly has a desire to rob you of your liberty or to have you give it up without a fight, just hand it over, as many people did when they were mandated to wear muzzles on their faces, they want you to do it without a fight that you don't even know. And there is a disingenuousness. We're not trying to take away your liberty. No, no, we are doing this for your own good. We're doing this because we care about you. We're doing this because we're more compassionate than everyone else. And that's why we must tell you what to do. That's why we must be your dictator, right? Well, they don't say that. It's the same reason they don't tell you, haven't in the past, we want to take your guns. Why? To leave you defenseless, to leave you vulnerable to every Tom, Dick, and Harry criminal thug that decides to take your liberty, your life, your property, and every other thing. It's only criminals that want to disarm you. Remember that. You know, people that don't mean you harm have no desire to disarm law-abiding citizens. And yet, today's left has gone out of its way to use every criminal, horrible crime to not only turn that criminal into a victim, but to turn our laws against law-abiding citizens instead of criminals. Now, so on this Independence Day, what I want to share with you is that among the greatest holidays and all over the Jewish religion is the love of liberty and personal responsibility, not the kind of lefty Judaism that Reform Jews practice, in which they're really worshiping liberalism, not Judaism. And that comes, I must credit Dennis Prager for that idea, and it is true. But people ask, how have the Jewish people for well over 5,000 years been able to hold on to their stories, to their traditions, tradition, and all the rest? How have they been able to do that? Well, before there were history books that they could write, they passed down their stories with something called a Seder. And every year, since I was a part of the Jewish Republicans of Colorado many moons ago, we, and Dennis Prager, by the way, made the analogy that we need an independent Seder in this country. Just like many Jewish holidays, we ingest the story with traditional foods. On Passover, the great story of the Exodus, freedom from slavery, that is the greatest freedom story you could imagine, and many different religions celebrate it. Certainly the Christians know the story of the Exodus, and as a teacher once said to me, the book is even better than the movie. You know, but that being said, one of the things that are magical about Seders is that the whole Seder, which is a traditional meal and a story being told, that's what a Seder, I think, the loose definition means, is to use the story and the holiday to teach children, to teach them. That's a lot of what the Seder is for. And I used to complain miserably about Seders. Oh, God, why do we have to say the same words every year and go around the table and read stuff from a book? I've never been much for rote prayer. And yet, as I've gotten older, I've appreciated a lot of things, but some are the genius of the Seder, to be able to pass down that story from generation to generation, whether there was a book or not. And part of the way they do that is with games, with making it fun, with telling the story, which make there's, of course, a hide-and-go-seek game in which you hide the afikoman, the piece of matzah that you hide so that you can get a reward, a prize for finding it. And so the intent is to tell the story so profoundly that children will tell their children's children and their children's children's children the story. And in fact, that has been the case. Even George Washington spoke lovingly of the Jewish people keeping the story alive of the Exodus, of the Jewish people's Exodus to freedom, to liberty. George Washington has written beautifully about that and how he was inspired by the Jewish people and the Exodus. And of course, so many other things follow in the Bible after that. I'm not a biblical scholar, hardly. But that is how the wandering in the desert and the handing down of the Torah and the law and all of that came forth. And it came to a free people, not a slave people. Some people even say that the reason the Jews had to wander in the desert wasn't because Moses was a guy and he didn't want to ask for directions, although that's the going joke, but because God wanted to hand down liberty and the law to a free people, not a slave people. Because you see, if you're a slave people, you can't take responsibility for your actions. It's actually a joy and a privilege and an honor to take responsibility and to welcome the consequences for your actions. It means you're a free person. And nothing has ever, that I know of, celebrates liberty and freedom more than a Passover Seder. I even remember how you're supposed to lean, like you get a pillow and you lean while you eat. Why do you recline when you eat the meal? Why? Because slaves don't recline when they eat. Only free men and women can recline and eat a leisurely meal. Slaves don't have that right. So the point here is that America needs an Independence Day Seder. And when we celebrate the Independence Day, the 4th of July, the beautiful founding of our great country that is under attack right now, we need to be able to tell our children and our children's children the story of America, the story of how we had to fight for our liberty from the British. Too many young people don't even know the story because they haven't been taught it. We've been asleep at the wheel. And now we're beginning to see how young people and even much older people think that socialism and communism is somehow just another alternative to free markets. It is not. As I mentioned in an article I wrote recently, it should not be held as just another alternative. It should be held as an evil ideology that requires force, authoritarianism, and totalitarianism in order to affect its goal, which is to put the power in the hands of a very few and to rob people of their individual free will. If anything has had, if we've been taught anything in this last year and a half, it has been the unmasking of these authoritarian totalitarians who used to claim just to be Democrats, who don't believe that individuals have a right to their own free will. They have taught their own minions that somehow pro-choice means only the right to have an abortion, not the right to make your own decisions in your own life, to own your own private property, to go where you please, to live as you see fit, as long as it doesn't infringe on other people's rights to do the same. That is the heart and soul of America, and America today is under attack. So on this Independence Day, I hope we remember as much as possible the Declaration of Independence and to stand up for it. And I have to take a break, but I'm going to have another 15 minutes with you before we invite our guest, whom I will tell you about in just a minute. So we're going to take a break, and I'm going to bring in, believe it or not, the story of Britney Spears. What? How does this have to do with the 4th of July? I'll tell you right after this. Karen Cataline, and you're listening to Spouting Off Friday here on BBS Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off here. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and I hope you're spouting off with your friends and relatives this Independence weekend, along with your barbecues. There was nothing more insulting than to have the appointed or placed president. I don't think he won fair and square. I guess we'll find out. No, I don't know that for sure, but I'm highly, deeply, profoundly suspicious. And guess what? I'm allowed to be suspicious about anything I want, because this is, last time I checked, still America. But somehow people are getting the notion you're not allowed to question, you're not allowed to ask, you're not allowed to think something we don't think you should think. Is that America? Heck no, it's not. So I was moved by this story about Britney Spears, and I wrote a piece about it at KarenCataline.com. www.KarenCataline.com. And by the way, if you would like to email me, I would love to hear from you. I put out a newsletter once a week that has all the new stuff that's been going on and the broadcasting shows. I'm starting to post these shows on our Tuesday and Thursday edition out of New Hampshire, but I'm still having a few issues with the size of the program. I wasn't able to upload the actual program. So right now you see the program, but not the audio. So I'll get that up over the weekend. Mark my words, I will get this going. So among the posts that I made this week and articles, what have you, is something about Britney Spears. And I posited the question, do you think leftist Hollywood and celebrities and the left in general might possibly learn something about liberty from Britney Spears? Well, the answer, I'll cut to the chase and then go back, is only if we take the opportunity, only if conservatives would grab hold of the opportunity to do it. I mean, it's a perfect pop culture example about personal liberty, adult liberty. And you know what? It's happening, at least if you've been watching Tucker Carlson. And that's kind of what made me think of it, was that there was an actress, Rose, what's her name? I'll have to come to it. Rose McGowan, that's her name. She was famous for that witchy kind of TV series. And she's been quite the renegade in Hollywood. And she's very outspoken, and she requested to get on Tucker's show last week. And I happened to be watching, and I was fascinated. And she wanted to speak in support of Britney Spears. And as you know by now, Britney Spears, believe it or not, has been under a conservatorship. And I happen to know about that because for an extremely short time, I was in the guardianship business literally a cup of coffee. And I had one client, and I turned over that client to the family because I realized I didn't want to be a guardian, you know, and I didn't want to be placed in that. A guardian, just for your information, is the life and death and health issues, and conservators are the ones that take care of the money for a supposedly incapable person. Nothing indicates that Britney Spears is not able to take control of her life. But boy, oh boy, is she making a whole lot of money for people. And she's a cash cow, man, including her father, who seems to have been living off her, and a whole bunch of other people have been living off her for 13 years, 39 years old, and she isn't in control of her own life. Not only is this a danger for all of us, but I'm hoping that people will understand what an insult, what a horror, what a tragedy, and what a an affront to humanity it is to treat an adult like a child. And yet this is what our government right now is doing to us. You will wear a mask or we will arrest you. Oh, and it's for your own good. You will take a vaccine no matter how not for your own good it is, or no matter whether you've had the virus or not, no matter what your personal, religious, or physical or health situation is, we're going to lump you together with everybody else in this country of over 330 million people because your individuality and your free will doesn't matter to us anymore. We want to make you collectivist lemmings in our machine. You are a cog in our machine, in our wheel. Yes, that's what's happening today. And there are even conservative talk show hosts who are a little bit afraid to spout off about it. And by that, I mean to say what's on your mind. I know sometimes it seems redundant, but it also seems like just about every policy we can imagine that has been the antithesis of Donald Trump's policies, and you can predict what they are all leftists marching in lockstep to a certain ideology. They don't just have these policies without an ideology. They push these policies because they advance the agenda of socialism and communism. It is up to us, conservatives, to help people connect the dots who still haven't connected them. And there's a whole lot of people who don't understand that socialism and communism is, yes, evil. Don't be afraid to say it. It is evil. Why? Because in order for socialism and communism to take hold, you must eventually force those who dissent to comply. You must eventually confiscate their wealth. Why? Because socialists and communists, the real true fact is, they are the greedy ones. They want all the power, they want all the money, and they want all the control over your life. The most altruistic thing you can do is to hand over power that you could have taken from someone else, but you refrained from doing it because you respected that grown-up's right to their own self-determination. Now, I know I've been harping on this a little bit, but because, and I think I said it earlier in the week in one of the Spouting Off shows that I've done, but it is so important for you. Sometimes I just like to give ammo, if possible, to people with whom I agree, so that when you get out in the world, even people you're pumping gas with and you get into a conversation with someone, you'd be surprised how much impact you have when you make a comment and you're not afraid, yes, not to censor yourself and to speak up and to say we're losing our liberty in this country if we don't stand up for it. And here's the interesting thing about Britney Spears, that every day I'm seeing new stories about Britney Spears. Why? Because she decided to stand up. She didn't realize how much power she had. Her fans are dedicated to her, not her father. They don't believe that she is incapable of making decisions for herself. My God, you know, how high functioning do you have to be to do world touring all over the world and be a high energy entertainer? And suddenly you see that while these family vultures, whoever they are, and I don't know the whole story, and I don't profess to, but when there are family vultures forcing her to perform when she doesn't want to, and then saying that she is mentally incompetent, well, why aren't they telling her she shouldn't perform? Why? Because she's the golden goose who laid the golden egg, and there's lots of money to be made to control her and make her dance like a puppet on a string. I wrote a book about that called Fatlash, Food Police and the Fear of Thin. When parents, stage mothers, make their kids dance like a puppet on a string. You know, every situation is different. No, we're not all cut from exactly the same cloth. But when there is either money or recognition or power or control, suddenly people come out of the woodwork. You would know that if you ever came into a little money or somebody left you some money and then all of a sudden you hear from long-lost relatives. All of a sudden, oh, now I finally hear from you when there's something I can do for you. You see, people are savvy about that in their own personal lives. But when it happens in public with celebrities, they don't see it's the same human nature. So here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that not only Independence Day, the 4th of July, will be the greatest resurgence in liberty-loving people. And I think when you're a frog in boiling water, that's the time in which people are most hopefully appreciative of the preciousness of liberty. But they also don't fall for the lies that says, I want to take your freedom because I care about you. No, if I care about you, I'm going to do everything I can to restrain my own power in order to respect your rights to your freedom. How about that for altruism? How about that for kindness and compassion? That's what kindness is. You may have noticed that with people with adult parents who do not want to be controlled, do not want to be put into a nursing home. Now, if they absolutely are in physical danger, then maybe they need extra care. But how much exploitation is there from the most vulnerable of all of us, the very young and the very old, people who cannot defend themselves? Is there any wonder why they want to keep you defenseless, want to keep you ignorant of what liberty is, want to keep you defenseless, want to keep you not knowing that there is another point of view? So it's all kind of the same thing, isn't it? That's what my point is this time around. It's all kind of the same thing. Human beings do have a bent for trying to control others. And that's why America is the exceptional country it is, because never has there been a country that recognized individual liberty, individual freedom like the United States of America. So celebrate long, celebrate well, and read the Declaration of Independence this week, this weekend. When we come back, we're going to talk about finances, something we don't get a chance to do very often. But of course it has a political bent, because it always does, especially these days. It's political to tie your shoes in the to put on your shoes in the morning. Karen Cataline, I'll tell you about our great guest when we come back. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
The looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Yes, sirree. This is the weekend of Independence Day. Liberty. Let's celebrate liberty every day by holding on to it. Karen Cataline, your passionate host here of Spouting Off. I've been looking forward to this next guest for a while because we don't often do finance, but I love real estate. I love economics to the extent that any one person can understand it. And you may have heard recently that there are some traders in the stock market who have been confounding the great big Wall Street companies and making them sit up and take notice. I thought this was great. You know, David versus Goliath type of thing. And so we are delighted to have with us, and I can't wait to have him explain his name. If it's a real name, his name is Dutch Masters, like the cigars. He is the CEO of Carnivore Traders. He has a secret group of conservative top former analysts and traders from major financial institutions who are taking on the big Wall Street guys and beating, and here's what it says, I love it, the crap out of them with their stock picking strategies. But the kicker is that they're conservatives. And as you know, the Wall Street guys have suddenly become much more left, like so many others who have been co-opted by the left. Can't wait to talk to them. Welcome, Dutch Masters, to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, thank you, Karen. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. And so please do tell me, is this a name that you use, Dutch Masters? Because I remember when I was a kid, I remember Dutch Masters cigars.
Well, my PR guy came up with the Masters, but everybody has been calling me Dutch since I was younger. Yeah, so he threw that out there and said, well, we got to have a last name. So he just, so I said, okay, whatever works, man.
I don't know your age, but remember, I think it was Dutch Master cigars. And when we were kids, you know, we put all our pens and pencils and crayons in cigar boxes.
Absolutely. And so did the exact same thing. You bet.
There you go. I mean, we didn't have these fancy little plastic gadgets. We all thought the cigar boxes were great. And since my father didn't smoke them, I had to try and find one. Nevertheless, I was enchanted to see that people were using some really fascinating Wall Street tactics and strategies to stop the big boys on Wall Street from controlling and manipulating the market. So tell our listeners more about that and how you came to be part of this.
Yeah, there's been a huge sort of democratization of the market that's taken place in the last few years. The latest things that people read about are the guys that are on Wall Street Bets and the GameStop and the AMC and those kinds of stocks that they, you know, got behind and ran up. And they really have created a powerful, what I call kind of the largest distributed hedge fund in the world. If you think about it, a hedge fund might have, you know, $20 billion that it's trading. Well, if you add up all the money that all these individuals, and there's over 10 million of them now just on Wall Street Bets alone, as a website, as a chat room, I mean, if you add up their money and what they're doing, even though each one may only have $500 or $1,000 to invest, you're talking about a hedge fund that's larger than almost any hedge fund in America.
Yeah.
So that's a powerful group of people that can move stocks and move markets. And it plays into this democratization, which is you no longer have commissions on trading, and you no longer have to buy 100 shares of a stock. You can buy a fractional share of stocks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to buy $50 worth of Amazon, the stock trades for $3,400 a share. You don't have to pay for 100 shares of Amazon. You can just buy $50 worth of one share. Mm-hmm. This has allowed 50 million new traders to come into the market. And these are smart people. These are people who have jobs. They are people who have money. They are people who are fast and on their phones, and they're trading them on their apps on their phones. We embrace that at Carnivore Trading. We love it. We think it's fantastic. Wall Street is digesting. I wrote a piece recently that's called You Asked For It, Wall Street. I mean, They wanted this to happen. They allowed it to happen. And now that it's happened and it has some interesting, things to it that they didn't expect, they're kind of having to deal with the indigestion of a few of these things. But it's exciting for us. And so we're a group of guys who decided to leave Wall Street and trade our own money, but show people how we do it, be very transparent, give them the tricks of the trade that we learned on how you can make real money by literally buying and selling stocks, and not day trading and not garbage stocks. I'm talking about high-quality stocks, institutional-grade stocks that an institution, a teacher's pension plan of the state of Michigan could be, buying. So it's turned into a real big thing. And a lot of hedge fund managers and money managers and mutual fund managers subscribe to our service and use our guidance. And It's pretty fun.
Did you have anything to do with the GameStop where they turn the tables? I thought you did. They turned the tables on the big boys and said, guess what? We're going to beat you at your own game.
Yeah, we personally didn't have anything to do with it. We watched it happening. We encouraged it. We were excited to see it happening. And so when we publish a market wrap at the end of each day, which is fairly irreverent and certainly not, PC, but it's exciting. And we get tons of emails and text messages every single day, which, it's so glad to hear somebody who is saying out loud what we've been thinking about. For example, today's hasn't been published yet, but because the market's not closed yet, but you're going to love this.
What?
Kamala Joe, that's who I call the president. Kamala Joe.
Kamala Joe. Okay.
Kamala Joe is in power. Orange Man is gone. Can't blame Orange Man for anything now.
Oh, yes, so they can, but go ahead.
Well, they try, right?
They blame him for everything, but go ahead. Yeah.
So, Orange, I'm kind of like speaking to them. I'm saying, okay, Kamala Joe, you're in power now. The Orange Man's gone. Can't blame him. So, whatever happens now is on you. Everything. The economy, taxes, crime, border security, gas prices, employment numbers, real estate prices, and the increasing gap between the rich and poor. That's all now yours, Kamala Joe.
Now, is your point, just to give you a slight bit of pushback, because this is, after all, talk radio.
Sure.
Is your point that the public is not going to be with them, and therefore maybe they won't vote for them because they will lose popularity? Because you know what I'm probably going to say about that. Maybe.
Well, we analyze what we see happening and we try to basically make money from it. And so what we see happening is, and I'm in California, okay? We have a huge,
my sympathies.
Well, I know. I know. What can I do, right?
Yeah, what can you do? You can move. No, well, that's okay. Yeah. They need people in California to fight for freedom too. So
yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to join my friends Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan and all the others.
Nashville. They went to Nashville, didn't they?
Yeah, that's where Ben went. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
So here, you know, look, in California, you've got this, you know, melting pot, okay? And we have a huge Latino population here, and they loved Trump, okay? Loved him. Because these are our family-oriented religious people, okay? And nothing is more important to them than their families, and they know that, you know, they had jobs, okay? They were working. And they're able to bring home the bacon, and that gives a man or a woman who's doing that, you know, some status and some self-esteem in their family, and it makes everything work, okay? They're not confused. And so he just really turned the tables on what they thought was, and the same went with other nationalities. And so, you know, they're not real happy to see, you know, somebody come along and kind of rock that boat. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of my monologue you were hearing, but, you know, the thing that conservatives are afraid to mention is that the left continually and consistently wants people not to work. They consistently want them to be dependent on the government. That's why they have a vested interest in a high unemployment rate. They just don't want you to know it's that high. Which, one more point so I don't forget. When I had a vested interest in asking that last question about popularity of Kamala Joe, and that is they are letting us know who they are more overtly than ever before because they are governing against the will of the people. Many people, including myself, are highly suspicious about the 2020 election. I don't profess or to pretend to know for sure, but I know something is clearly not right about the 2020 election, and they think they've got it tied up. I hope to God that's not true, but what say you? I mean, why should they care about popularity when they're already doing things that are intensely unpopular because communists and socialists always have to eventually use force, manipulation, coercion, and intimidation.
Well, that's definitely part of the cancel culture, right? You can't say what you want to say if it's not part of the narrative, and if it's not part of the narrative, then you know, you're it's not about whether you're having an intellectual debate about something. It's just you're bad and should be shut up. And you're bad and need to go away. And we're going to ruin your life if you actually say stuff that goes against the narrative. That sounds pretty much like the stuff I studied in school about, you know, hardcore communism.
The old Soviet Union. That's what it is. You have to control information. But also, that's only to an end, you know, controlling information so you can tell people where they can go, what they can do, where they can worship, or if they can worship at all.
Right.
You know, all of those things, they all work towards the diminishment and the erasure of our most precious rights. We have to take a break, Dutch Masters, the non-cigar guy with the great name. I just love it. Dutch. Well, wasn't Reagan called Dutch? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
So we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for staying with us. And we will have another segment with our new friend, Dutch Masters. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air but you haven't been able to find the right words. Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Welcome back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline, and I'm Karen Cataline. It is a Friday. It's Independence Day weekend, and never has it been more important to celebrate freedom than this weekend and today and every day in the United States of America, and to spread that word everywhere that freedom is never so precious is when it has already been lost. I'd like to invite you to visit my website, www.karencataline.com. I write a lot of stuff, and I post the podcasts from as many of our shows here, Spouting Off, as I can. We do a Tuesday and Thursday show on 1590 AM WSMN and 95.3 FM in Nashua, New Hampshire. One more little plug, sorry, gotta say. I will be filling in on the Power Hour, big network, big audience, this coming Monday, June 5th. I'll have two great guests and a monologue, and that will be the Power Hour between, let me get this correctly, 12 to 2 Eastern time this Monday, July 5th, the day after Independence Day. And among my guests will be Bill Federer, the great historian who will talk about Independence Day, because it ought to be an Independence Day and Freedom Day every day in America. And you're not going to want to miss him. He is great. Well, we are back with our guest, Dutch Masters. Love that name. He's the CEO of Carnivore Traders, and he's going to talk to us even more about his company. But first, we were talking off air about, was there anything, and I just let you know right up front, anything that we haven't mentioned. And so I want to ask Dutch, and thank you for staying with us, Dutch. So in a market and an economy where you see people, the left controlled by the Democrat Party, controlled by the radical left, socialist communists who have great disdain for free markets, for capitalism, for individuals making wealth, they want to spread the misery around, spread the poverty around, clearly. Can you actually make money in a market like this?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. I was recently asked, okay, so making money with a conservative, administration, okay, we did well, and that seemed fairly easy, but it's now difficult for people to figure out how do you make money with this kind of administration. And we look at it very simply. If people are going, we don't care whether or not they're right or wrong. What we care about is what are they going to do? What do they believe in? And therefore, what are they going to do? Now, so what do we know? We know that there's millions and millions of these people that feel like that by buying an electric vehicle, they're going to, quote, save the planet. So we have this save the planet thing going on. And so what does that mean? That means they're going to buy a lot of electric vehicles. It means that they're going to have to charge those vehicles at electric vehicle charging stations. So they're going to use solar, okay? So it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong. It doesn't matter whether the narrative that they're pushing is right or wrong. It matters what are they going to behaviorally do. They're going to buy millions of these cars, okay? So you buy things that are going to make money in the electric vehicle world. Maybe not just the
car. I am so glad you mentioned that, Dutch. Let me finish your thought because I really want to get into this. Very important, and I'll tell you why in a minute. So just finish that thought, and then we're going to have a little bit of a different approach, I think. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah. the approach is that there's actually some data and information out there that proves that an electric vehicle and what goes into making it and charging it and all the rest of it actually has a carbon footprint basically equivalent to my Ford F-150. Okay? There's no difference.
Right.
And so, but they're suppressing that data, okay? And they want you to not see that. But the reality is you can buy the electric vehicle stuff. You can buy the lithium mining companies that make the batteries. You can buy the electric charging station companies in the stock market. These are ways that we can make money there.
Okay, so Dutch, let me ask you this, because just only because I do a lot of talk radio shows during the week, and I had Larry, it's going to be a problem for me to remember his name, but I interviewed several people talking about this very thing. Did you happen to see Marjorie Taylor Greene her speech about the infrastructure bill, which is a deadly, horrible debacle for so many reasons? What she tried to alert us to is something quite interesting. She said that electric vehicles, the reason they're not just going to be interested, no, these people don't believe in choice. They believe in force. They believe in mandates. They're going to mandate electric vehicles. Why? I was told, because electric vehicles require batteries, and guess who controls the market on batteries? China. And so, because, sadly, our administration and so many traitors to this country are in cahoots and in business with China, they're going to mandate these electric vehicles. Now, with all of that said, my question is, when a Wall Street trader says, we don't care who's right or wrong, isn't there a moral obligation not to enrich yourself by taking away other people's liberty? It's kind of like investing in Coca-Cola when Coca-Cola is so woke that they believe in communism and you should be less white. I don't want to invest in Coca-Cola. In fact, I won't even drink Coca-Cola anymore. So what say you about this interesting dilemma here?
Well, we do have subscribers who say, okay, there's these 10 stocks that you recommended for us to look at, or that you personally as a trading house bought. Mm-hmm. Or triggered as a buy, and these two I can't buy, so they just don't buy them. So personal choice is certainly
personal,
you know,
choice
alive and well.
As a conservative, what about you? Would you, if you could make money, because a lot of the Marxists right now are bribing and blackmailing conservatives to do things not in their best interest and not in the country's best interest. Case in point, freedom-loving Texas went with a lot of wind and solar power, and then look what happened in the freeze in February in Texas. Why? Nobody realized there was so much wind power and windmills in Texas. Why? Because there was a government subsidy that business people could get, even though it was an ignorant thing to do. But if they could make money, they didn't really care. They didn't have a conscience about it. That's my point. Oh, my God. 90 seconds already? Oh, dear.
Well,
I never realized that. Go right ahead and then, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay. Answer that for me if you would.
I exercise my personal choices in my personal accounts. And so I do make my own choices and I do align with some of the things you're talking about. But you have to I do have to strip out the difference between what our job is. My job every day is to extract money from the market for us, and then we are doing that and showing others how we're doing it. And
I gotta leave it there. This is a fascinating topic, and I hope that I can have you back in the next couple of weeks so we can talk more about it. Tell everybody how they can find you at Carnivore. And I think it is a great idea to be in control of your own portfolio.
Right. So at Carnivore Trading, we don't take your money. We don't want to get your assets under management. CarnivoreTrading.com is our site. We have a two-week free trial. There's no obligation. And you can see exactly what we're doing.
You can have a conscience and make money, too. Yes,
that's
you
right.
can. Dutch Masters, thank you so much for joining us. We have to leave it there, but we will try to have you on, and we'll have these deep philosophical conversations. Very good. Thanks for joining us. Well, that about does it for us on Spouting Off and the Week. Tune in Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays for Spouting Off, and even more appearances, go to my website, KarenCataline.com. Thanks to Doug and everybody at BBS. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Tune in next week when there will be oh so much to spout off about here on Spouting Off.